We learned yesterday that the Rambam, that Maimonides said that when Shlomo HaMelech, when King Solomon built the temple, he built under the mountain deep maze-like vaults for the ark to be buried. And King Yoshio is the one that actually buried, entombed the ark in Mount Moriah in these deep maze-like vaults. And the commentaries explain that the Rambam need this in order to say, why is it that even when the temple is destroyed, the sanctity remains exactly the same as the same Kedusha, because the Aron is still there, buried under the mountain. But the Rebbe asked the question that still seemingly doesn't explain, why does the Rambam need all these historical details of King Solomon and King Yoshio? So the Rebbe answers in the Jewish manner by asking another question. And that is, as I mentioned, that this is in the fourth chapter of the Laws of the Temple of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Chapter 2 and 3, the Rambam explained all the clay hamigdash, the kelim, the vessels of the temple, the menorah, the altar, the mizbech, the shulchan, the table, etc. All the kelim, all the vessels, the Rambam explained in chapters 2 and 3. Chapters 4 and 5, the Rambam is explaining the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the building. And at the beginning of these chapters, he's talking about the Binyan HaBayis, the actual structure of the building. That's where he speaks about this whole idea of where the Ark is and where it's buried, etc. Why didn't the Rambam explain this whole thing about the Ark? Why didn't he talk at all about the Ark in chapters 2 and 3, where he was speaking about the vessels of the temple? But the Rebbe says that you see from here that according to the Rambam, the Ark, the Aron, wasn't a vessel like the menorah or the one of the altars. The Ark was the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Ark, the Aron, is the place for Mokem Menuchas HaShechina, the place for the Shechina, the rest. It's the essential structure of the temple is the Ark. That's why he doesn't introduce the Ark till chapter 4 and 5, where he's talking about the actual structure of the building. Because the Ark is the Beis HaMikdash, it is the temple. It's the actual structure itself. But then obviously a question comes up, then if the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have the Ark, then we didn't have the actual Beis HaMikdash at all. The Holy of Holies without the Ark is not a Holy of Holies. There's no actual structure of the temple if there's no Ark. So what the Rambam is explaining is that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, when he built the first temple, he built the Holy of Holies in such a way that there are two places for the Ark to be. It's not like a plan B, these deep maze-like vaults. King Solomon, l'chatchili, he originally built the temple in such a way that the Holy of Holies had two places for the Ark to be. A revealed place up on top in the Holy of Holies, and in the deep maze-like vaults inside, that was still another part of the Holy of Holies. These deep maze-like vaults is another second option for where the Ark could be. And it's still considered to be like in the Holy of Holies. And the Rambam explains this by saying that King Yoshio is the one that buried it there. Now, in the days of King Yoshio, there was peace. There was no threat. Now, if King Yoshio buried it there, if it wasn't a completely legitimate place for the Ark to be, it would be as if he was destroying the temple. So the fact that King Yoshio is the one that buried it there shows you that that's still considered that the Ark is its original place. The deep maze-like vault is another part of the place where the Ark could be. Which comes out, according to this, the Rebbe says something absolutely incredible, that really all three temples, the first and the second and the third one that we're going to have very soon, are essentially one structure. They're one continuation, because since the essence of the house is the Ark, and the Ark since the days of King Yoshio has been under the mountain, it means that from the time that King Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash until the third one that's going to happen, the Ark is still there. The essential structure of the temple is still there, buried in the mountain. It hasn't moved. It's still there. So all the external structures of the temple are all a continuation of that same essential Ark and Holy of Holies, deep maze-like vaults where it is to this day. And obviously we learn from this something very deep. Every single Jew is a temple, is a Beis HaMikdash. And just like the temple had two places where the Shechina was, in a revealed place in the deep maze-like vaults, every single Jew, we all have God in us. Some Jews live in a way that God is revealed in them, but there are some Jews that God is in the deep maze-like vaults of who they are. Some Jews don't reveal in their lives how the Ark, how God is in them. They're buried in deep maze-like vaults of who they are. But we understand from this that the essential holiness of every Jew always remains intact, just like the temple, whether the ark is in its revealed place in the Holy of Holies or in the deep maze-like vaults, the structure is still there, the sanctity is still there, because there are two places where the ark could be. So too, every single Jew has God in them. There's no such thing as any Jew that doesn't have that essential holiness of God in them. But some people have it expressed and revealed in their life, and their revealed faculties, and their revealed daily life. And some people, God is still in the deep maze-like vaults of their soul, and don't feel God in who they are, and don't express God in who they are. But mida keneged mida, measure for measure, by all of us working to reveal God, not just being coronary Jews that feel God in our heart, but actually revealing God in our daily lives, in our thoughts, speech, and actions, and by helping in other Jews that they should be successful in revealing God, not just in their deep maze-like vaults, but in their daily lives, that every Jew should feel God in them and express that this will hasten the revealing of the Ark in the Holy of Holies and the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the revelation of God's presence, not just in the deep maze-like vaults of reality, but in a revealed way in every single detail of reality with the coming of Mashiach. May we see it today.